5 seconds. Let's see some kuti etzus. We're in the middle of Emes Emuna, and we're holding by letter Chav Zayin. Al Yedei Emuna, through Emuna, Niftach and Shari HaKdusha, the gates of Kedusha are open. Chav Ches. Emuna, Ein Shaykh Ela B'Davar She'ein Yedei Ata. Emuna is only when you don't understand the reason. If we understand something, that it's not having Emuna, we don't have to believe, we don't have to have faith in it, right? When our understanding ends, that's when Emuna begins. Got that? Where understanding ends, Emuna begins. As long as we understand something, then we understand Hashem, we understand different things, it's not Emuna, that's because we understand it. Right, if you understand, right, if you understand a lot, if you're so smart, that's hard to have Emuna. Biggest scientists, they understand too much.
That's why the ichor of dust is to not know anything, because it comes to a moon, but you still, it's not a reason to remove dust from your head and to not find dust.
What are you guys talking about? I don't get it.
He's on the right track.
All right. But he says, Emuna is not shaykh ela b'davar she'ein yodei ata. You can only have Emuna once you don't understand the reason. Got there, Yosef?
Let's say that over again.
Oh. So he's saying Emuna is only when you don't understand. And even so, by someone who really has Emuna, then it's revealed to him as if he understands it. It's so clear to him as if he understands it. Even though he doesn't understand it, he gets the clarity as if he understands. So a person has such Emuna in Hashem, even though a person does not understand it at all, but he has such clarity that it's for the best. It's as if he understands it. It's just as good. He gets clarity. He gets that kind of clarity. He doesn't have a clarity of understanding behind it. He has clarity. It's all from Hashem, and it's all good.
It's like a sechli emuna, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a emuna sechli more. You don't understand it on a certain level, but you understand it's from Hashem. That's what I do in this. And a person can believe something as if he sees it in front of his eyes because of his emuna. Like the Pasuk says, Niftachu Hashemayim va'ere maris elikim. The Shemaim are open, you can see the visions of God. That's what it says in the Navi. And these words are Rosh Tevis Emuna. Niftachu Hashemayim va'ere maris elikim. Rosh Tevis Emuna. For more information, go to Likutei Moran, Torah, Samach Beis, 62. Ikar Shlemus Emuna. The main way to get present to complete their Emuna. By bringing people who are far from Hashem, bringing them close to Hashem. How does a person merit to bring people close to Hashem? Through fasting. And then, when he's zeichel, once he's fasting, he's able to eat properly, then through his eating, he makes a oneness between Kosh Brichu, Shchinte, Apen Ba'apen. Basically, if you want to be able to encourage people, just fast. What does fast mean? It doesn't only mean to fast, not eat or drink. It means also break our taivas achila. You want to eat something, don't eat it. Eat less or eat slower. So a person fast, they break the taivas achila, then that, they get the schos to be people close to Hashem. And then that will bring them to complete Emuna. Baruch Hashem. That also, Rabbi, doesn't say that here. It's also.
The word ma'achal is the Gematria 91 of it, right?
What?
The word ma'achal is the Gematria 91, which is equal to the Havaya plus Elohim. Yes.
It's possible to make you food from eating. Yeah. Fast food. You're supposed to fast. You eat, so you do the fast and you eat the food. So you say that you do the fast and you do the food, so you do both. Fine, Baruch Hashem.
Yesterday we discussed it. If you like chocolate, it's a taba. It's keeping you away. It's supposed to be keeping you from Hashem.
Bring it up. Or have in mind, I'm eating it to have strength to serve Hashem. You're right. Bring it into the Kedusha. Sometimes, in a way, it's higher sometimes. It's bring the Tumah into the Kedusha. If you can't get away from it, bring it in.
Save it for Shabbos.
Right, that's why it says, in Mashchei Menobos, after this Menobos, this disgusting degenerate meets you, you meet up with the Yitzhara. Mashchei the Beis Merish, pull him to the Beis Merish. Pull your types into base Spanish, then get rid of them over there. So bring your guy. Oh. Fine. Baruch Shem, holy now, the Chavetz Chaim, we're learning about what up to Parak Beis in Shaar Torah. As I'll say in Gemara Sanhedrin, whoever learns Torah Lishma, he makes peace in the upper world and in the upper worlds above and the worlds down here. Got that? He learned Torah Lishma. We try to learn as best as we can. L'shem Shemayim for Hashem. There's many levels on Lishma. Right, read the pasuk here. Oh, Yasu B'muzi Yasu Shalom Lishom Yasu. Rav says if you build a palace, this world and the next world. And it says V'azar Efichal Atayish Mamus Art. Oh, so Chavos Chaim reads the mashal. The pasuk says Ulcha Hashem Achaseh. What's the chesed that Hashem does to a person who does the mitzvah? Say, he gives a mashal. He says, let's say someone comes up with a machine, rents a machine, a new machine. Chavos Chaim writes, let's say make a new machine. Now with this machine, you can build a city in one day. Let's say you invent such a machine. If you bring it in front of a king, he'll be very happy with such a machine. And it'll be a great present for the king if you give him such a machine. Right, he'll give you, he'll put your name on all these cities. He'll put your name on the cities, and I'll make it as if you built the cities. Right, the king, even if you gave the made this invention a machine that could build, the king will put your name that you built all these cities, even though you didn't build it. You just made the machine to build the cities. I'll put your name on them. So also through Torah, when we learn Torah in this world, this is what's creating worlds above. This is creating this world being existed and the world. So by us learning Torah, we're so to speak, we're producing cities. So what's it going to happen? Hashem is going to put our name on these cities. Of course, it means upper worlds, upper spiritual worlds we're building. But since we're the ones who are building these worlds, Hashem is going to put our name on them.
So we have these machines?
Yeah. When we learn Torah, then that's how we're building upper spiritual worlds. And by every word of Torah we learn, we're building these worlds. So Hashem is going to put our name on it. So Hashem says, oh, thank you, you built this. Even though you were the one that actually built it, but since you put the power behind it.
You're not going to invest it
in. Yes, yeah, but still, since we're producing it, we're still. That's what Hashem, Hashem will pay you back. Hashem looks as if you yourself created the worlds. Even though you didn't really create the worlds, you just learned to try to keep them going. But Hashem doing chesed is as if you made the worlds.
Isn't this an all avodah? We say that a world is made any time there's a mishpia and kubo. So it's all avodah. Any kind of action on the opposite of Hashem goes to the same thing, no?
Over here, referring to all mitzvahs. He's bringing it by Torah. But really, the pasuk is going on all mitzvahs. Correct. Right again. So just like the, he's saying this is what.
Just my last time.
Yeah.
Learning, doing.
Oh, I was saying when Hashem pays back, it's without ikvul. There's no boundary in how Hashem pays back. Which means Hashem Himself will pay back the person for the mitzvahs without end, for all the schar reward Hashem is going to give him. And Rabbi Yochanan says, if a person even protects the entire world, by a person learning Torah, you're actually protecting the entire world. You're making a kippat barzel. Every time we learn Torah, we're sending out those signals to the whole world. No one can touch us. That's the power of the Torah. Like I said, the B'tzeli, I think he's sitich, or at the shadow of my hand, I'll cover you. Rabbi says, you're also bringing the geula closer. Like the positive of Vilema Latin Amiyat. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Now, today, I see that everyone's way ahead of me, Shir. So maybe we'll jump into the Gemara by Tanya, with everybody's permission. Right? It is the smack in the middle of Dalet Amud Aleph. Is everybody happy with that?
Smack in the middle?
Sure. Because it's not either from Ashu or from Tanya. It's the first word on the line, Tanya.
I start working at 4A.
1 second. So that's 16, 17 lines down, Tanya. And yeah, you bookmark from the jam session, you can start with. Yeah. I think it's going to make one. Find the one. 7, you got it, Tanya? Is everybody happy with that? Chara, you happy with that starting from there? We're not really. It's fine, we should have started from earlier. Where should we start from?
I feel like you get a running start, maybe.
I think everybody's ready ahead of.
Okay.
Fine. Tanya. We learned in the Brights. You ready, Yoshua? You with us, Tanya? Achayim Aymar. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Others say the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Beitza, an egg. Taychal hi ve'ima. Obviously, an egg which was born on Yom Tov, we're talking about. You're allowed to eat it, the egg, ve'ima and its mother. You're allowed to her and her mother.
Maybe
you
start
sure,
a couple lines up
Rav
Ashi because
we're
introducing a different topic there.
What about the father?
He lines up Rav Ashi.
It's really going back into the old sugi. If you want, we can do that.
Okay,
also.
Okay,
Then Rav Ashi going back into the 4th case of the Brisa.
Okay.
I just want to catch up with everybody. what?
What does that mean? It's my
chicken.
Yeah.
Consumptive. A chicken, a beish should not be yamtiv. It's usher. It's hill says usher. Oh, that's the wires cash. Oh. Tanya. A chayim ayim shimur b'liyazer. Beitza toicha. It's good, you're right.
It's going to tell you why.
Good question. Tanya, but my asking, what are we talking about? Why ask the question? What's the case of here? If you're going to say the case is we're referring to a tiny girl that's standing to it's going to be eating chicken. Pshita, it's simple that he, the ima shaya, that her and her mother are mutter. Of course they're mutter. Right? Why should, what's the issue? There's no issue over here. Since you designated this chicken to eat on Yom Tov, the chicken is not mukta, and there's no need to make a xera. And also the egg also has no issue.
The chicken's alive?
It's starting off alive, yeah.
So then you like make it on Yom Tov and it's still alive?
What do you mean? You want? You could shechter. I am to. Yeah. Yeah, you can shechter. I am to. Yeah. If it's an archon nefesh, you don't have to be aware.
Shabbos
you can't, right? So what's the guy saying now? Why? So what's the case? If it's a tiny girl, it's hametz lachilo. Pshita the hevi imashayi. Of course, her and her mother are mutter. Why? Obviously, the war is holding now. Obviously, the Gemara is holding right now that the egg is part of the chicken, right? Arkul Afras. So the chicken is an eating chicken. He's also allowed to eat the egg, correct? Which means we're not, it's interesting because at this point we're not going in. It sounds like we're even going to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman. You understand that? What's going on here? Why say, what's going on? We're saying,
well, we rejected Rav Nachman because he didn't say eat the eagle, right? That's what they said.
Correct. Correct. That's what I'm saying. The question we had on the price, it wouldn't be on it, but at this point, the Gemara is saying, what's driving this price? If it's of Tana Gadol, Tana Gadol, Slachila, then also, not only the chicken is not mukso, also the egg also is not mukso. I mean, this option would only work in Rav Nachman, right? And the other Shitas, they held, right, in Rabba, Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak, even though it was a Medes Slachila, right, the egg was still Aser. Correct? So at this point, you can say the Gemara is understanding, this point, we try to say like Rav Nachman is Pshat. The issue is mukta. We're saying, what's the case? If it's lamedes lachila, right? Then the egg is part, it's one entity. They're both not mukta, therefore it should be mutter. Right? Why are you looking like I'm crazy? Yeah.
Did we say previously? Was it previously we were Nachman that we were dealing with the Yom Tov? We were dealing with by
Shabbos,
Shabbos by
Yom
Tov.
In
this case, it hasn't qualified.
Why we're in Rav Nachman? It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Rav Nachman, just a regular case. Rav Nachman, it didn't have to be a case of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Remember the first case.
Well, that's the case where it was Usher.
But the reason he gave was Moshe.
Why would this be Moshe this price?
Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman was in a case where it was a medes legado beitzim. It was not an eating chicken. Rav Nachman said we're dealing with a case that's not eating chicken. We're saying now we're dealing with a case where it is an eating chicken. Therefore, her and the Hebe Ima are mutter. So eating chicken and her Nachman, there's no issue of mukta. Fine. Thank you, Ruben. You trying to find the camera? Thank you. Camera's gone. Fine. Just go ahead. Thank you for looking. Thank you for the cameraman helping us.
So doesn't this go back to the issue of food from food?
I say so. It's allowed. Since it's food from food, so it's allowed. Since the chicken is the best lachiva and the egg is the best lagalabe, so therefore it's mutter. Right?
This is like the first question on the Gemara, right? Why does Beis Hillel permit?
So this really takes us back to the first step of the Gemara in Mishnah's Beis, right? Mishnah, what's the case? If it's a medes legada la'achila, then it's not muktzes ochel da'afres. Correct. That's the Gemara is going back to the first point our Gemara ever made, right? The Gemara is asking, you're telling me in and its mother and mother. So what's the case? So let's see our Gemara again. Tani was taught in the breast. Achayim ayrim yishum rabbi achayim say the name of Eliezer. Beitza, Tarikha Levi Ima. The Beitza, you could eat it, her and her mother. So why am I asking? What are you dealing with? What's your scenario? If you're going to say, if we're dealing with a chicken, which is the eating chicken, it's simple the hivi imashai. It's simple that the mother and the egg are mutter, because since they're eating chicken, there's no issues of mukta. So of course they're mutter. That's what I want to say, right? If there's no issue of mukta here. Rather, must be, we're referring to a case that the chicken was set aside to lay eggs, so it is mukta. So then, where I asked, now what's like Hanan said, what should be the problem? What do you tell me? If it's going to be really a egg laying chicken, he, Ima Asura, her and her mother, she wants to be Azad about mukta. Right?
Again, we're saying, what's the case? Why are we saying you can
tell him? Right. So, if it's an eating chicken, of course they're mutter. They're both permitted, right? And you don't have to tell me that the mother is permitted. And if it's a considered a meskala beitzim, it should be also. Why are you saying we're stuck? What's your case? What's your scenario? Right. Okay, Amar Rav Zeir, it comes to the says, what we mean to say is Teichel Agnes. What's that? Let's see. Rashi, Pshita the Hiva Ima Shari, right? Symbol that her and her mother are mutter. Kloimer, right? We're about it. I don't know how many lines down. A lot of lines down.
Second row line, cross the second row line, last and second row line.
Yeah. Right, look, right. By the second arrow, the second last narrow line, cross from the second last narrow line. Beitza Teichel. What do we say? The Rashi says, right, the comment of Rashi says, Rashi tells him, what's the case referring to? Of course, even though the Yomtov, if it was born on Yomtov. And the Gemara says, Pshita the Hivi Ima Shari. You say, what's the case?
Which Rashi
just read? Beitza Teichel. Even though the Yomtov, if it was born on Beitza Teichel, even though the Yomtov, if it was born on Yomtov, you could eat the egg. That's what the Braisa told him. Good? So what's the case? If the case is talking about that it's a eating chicken, pshit, it's simple. The hevi ima shai, the in and a mother and mother. Why? Climber, I'm meaning to say. If you want to tell me, like Beshamai, if you want to tell me, we hold like Beshamai, that the egg is allowed, Lashav ina beitza. Just talk about the egg. Ima lamali, why do you have to talk about the mother? Pshita shai, of course the mother is going to be allowed. Which means, what are we saying now? What's Rashi trying to tell me?
Why are you even mentioning the mother?
Why mentioning the mother?
Because Shammai said you can eat the egg. So what are you talking about
right.
The mother?
Why? Because the mother, what about the mother? The mother, of course you could eat.
Yeah.
Right. What do you mean food for food?
Well, it was an eating chicken. If this was an eating chicken.
If they want to start off, though, what?
If
it's an eating chicken, of course. If it's an eating chicken, of course you can eat the egg, right? So why? Of course you can eat the mother. The whole question was on the egg. So what are you telling me it's the mother for? But it sounds like to me you're not just trying to tell me Beishami. You're saying more. You're trying to tell me, right? That's what I say, correct? If you're trying to tell me, you hold like Beishami. Where is Beishami arguing with Sila? On the chicken or on the egg? They're arguing the egg. So just talk about the egg. Why are you talking about the mother? That's the word's kasha. So when the wire said, so what the wire said? The wire said, what's the case? If it's a tiny gun, it's about the sachilo, pshita, the hebe imashai. Which Rashi understands that to mean, what the wire say? It's simple that her and her mother are mutter. Rashi learned the question is really that it's simple that the mother is mutter. Right? That's what Rashi learned. Either you're reading the wire, it sounds like it's simple that her and the mother are mutter. Rashi saying, no. It's simple that her mother is mutter, because she's mutter. You're trying to tell me, Chilish, you're like, Bishamai, that she's, that even the egg is mutter. But the mother, mutter, of course the mother is mutter. What's the issue? Of course the mother is mutter. It's a menace la'achila. That's your worst question. Good? So that's my question. What's the case over here? So what's the next rash? What did I say? What's the case over here? Rav said, "Is that it goes without sachil? Of course, her and her mother are mutter. Why? Why is that so simple? Let's see Rashi. Next Rashi, Hivi Masur. Her and her mother are aser. The Shamina l'Rabbi Yezer, the Islay Mukta. We know from Rabbi Eliezer that he holds there is muktzah. Right? Remember we had a machlokes from Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, there's muktzah or no muktzah. Rabbi Eliezer takes the stand, he holds like this, there is muktzah. It's not a parakah maybe, he learns a parakah maybe. Rabbi Eliezer says, Oymet adam ala muktzah. He says over there, a person has to stand al muktzah, meaning before Shabbos, a person has to stand the stand, designated the stand, I'm going to use it on Shabbos. If you don't specifically designate an object, it becomes muktzah. So we see he does hold the muktzah. Amo, we see Achana, but he doesn't even trip a parent. So he will hold the muktzah. Which is actually trying to say, what did Gemara say? If it's a mezlachila, then what do you say, tell me about the mother for? Right? Again, what's Rashi? Has Rashi something Gemara's question? If it's a mezlachila, if you're going to eat it, so why are you talking about the mother for? What if it's an eating chicken, what's your chiddush? Even though it's an eating chicken, the baby is still usher. The egg is still usher. Why? Because we're holding a beshamai. So why are you talking about the mother?
If the egg is usher, holding a
even if the egg is mutter, sorry, if the egg is mutter, this price says the egg is mutter, right? Why is it mutter? Must be like, oh, because you're holding beshamai. Correct, the egg is mutter. Good. So hold the Mishnah. So why are you talking to the mother for? Everyone, if it's eating chicken, of course the mother's mother. Correct? So saying, you know, go to the other side. Maybe we're talking about egg laying chicken. Right? But then, who's the author of this brisa? It's Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer, we know, holds. Like Rabbi Yehuda, muktzah. So you can't tell me, right? Rashi is saying, the Gemara is saying, you might have thought to say, maybe it's really Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer is telling me that mutter because he doesn't care about muktzah. It's not true. He does hold the muktzah. So what? If we're stuck. If it's eating chicken, just talk about the baby. Don't talk about the mother. What? And you try. If it's eating chicken, you try to tell me the halacha like beishamai. The bride is going like beishamai. Fine. So the whole issue was on the egg. It's an eating chicken. Is the chicken itself muktzah? Is there any reason to make the chicken itself aser? No, it's an eating chicken. So why talk about the mother? So what are you going to tell me? No, it's really not an eating chicken, it's really an egg-laying chicken. So that if it's an egg-laying, it should be usher then. Why are you saying it's a mutter? It should be usher. So we have Rabbi Eliezer, who's the author of this price. So we have a Gemara that says he holds a muktzah. So then it should be muktzah. Good. So either way, the Gemara is saying you're stuck. What do you say? Not so good?
Right. Yeah, it's Rabbi Eliezer lines up with Rabbi Yehuda, who lines up with Rabbi Shema. It's all that same. They're all going to line up together, correct?
I don't know if you have to say who's going to align with the Mishama.
The other way. Who the...
Right, imagine if you said
anything. He goes with Rabbi Shimon, no? Because he permits it.
Right.
No, sorry, no, he permits it. You're right. Chanan's right. I'm wrong.
Fine, but you...
Okay, I'm not... Alright, just it's easier for me to see and keep all those...
Fine. Okay, good, fine.
So the end of Rashi, hold on, hold on,
we see you need hachana, which means we see that he holds a mukta. If you do that, it designates something for before Shabbos that you want to use it on Shabbos.
That's not part of the designation.
Yeah, designation is that's the designation. That's the one we're talking about. If you didn't prepare it and designate it before Shabbos, it automatically like mukta. So it's Rabbi Eliezer holds like review the mukta. So if you tell them that here a mukta egg and a mukta chicken, how do you say it's mutter, the chayr should be aser?
How's this sheet different than Rav Nachman's? It's exactly the same thing?
That's what I'm confused.
What sheet though?
Which
point? Which side of the Gemara? I'm trying to figure out how it works.
The whole side.
What is the whole side?
In terms of the egg and the chicken.
What type of chicken are you talking about?
Why we're talking about the same chicken, we're talking about the same egg. Why are we treating it for the same reasons? How's it different than Rav Nachman's shita?
For some reason, Rashi doesn't call it. Rashi wants to learn that he's going to be Shami. I don't know why I push Rashi. You want to say it's Imbe's Tilo in Rav Nachman. But Rashi didn't hold like that. Rashi held, we're going Imbe Shammai. We're Imbe Shammai in the other
shit. Either way, it's still Alpi Rav Nachman, yeah?
No, everything eventually becomes Muktzah. Why? Because it's because we're dealing with Muktzah?
Oh, it's definitely not Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, or Rava. So it's Rav Nachman.
Well, probably not. Right. At this point, that's a scene. It's a scene we're not working with them right now.
So we still don't know why they don't hold by Trevevi, why it doesn't reject, no? It's like the third time we brought down Rav Nachman's shita, the second time since we rejected it.
But I explained to you, we rejected it to be shot in our Mishnah. We never rejected it as a pshat. Pshat was right. It was in our Mishnah didn't make sense. In this price, like I said, it could make sense in this price. But the terminology of our Mishnah didn't make sense. Because instead...
We're not using the price to understand the Mishnah?
If it fits into the price, if Rav Nachman's shot, put it in the price. Fits in. We're saying that you couldn't explain that to be the shot in the Mishnah. But they didn't say Rav Nachman was wrong ever. He said, we held the Rav Nachman, all his calculations were right. Well, look, we go with his calculation. But our Mishnah, he wasn't the town of our Mishnah. He didn't have the right shot on our Mishnah, but he could still, he could be from Shad. If it fits to the price, Rav Nachman, we could have shot Rav Nachman the price.
But wasn't Rav Nachman owned by an Iglai chicken? That whole, all those were all done by an Iglai chicken?
Yeah, our Mishnah was in a case.
On this price, too, aren't we? That's why I'm confused also. But it doesn't, it's counter, it's the same topic, but it's counter to Rav Nachman before. What we're doing with Iglai chicken.
Oh, not
instead of the egg lecture. It doesn't make sense. I mean, I know it's in Bryce, so obviously there could be a different idea behind the Bryce versus what we talked about before with the Nachman, but it seems, I don't know, it seems to me like it's a parallel to what we just did, you know, the whole time, what we just went through.
It could be, it would be, and this side of the Gemara, you're right, it would be like from Nachman, it's not a problem. It's the same way Nachman could be shouting in the Mishnah, it could be shouting in Bryce also. I mean, if, let's say it's parallel, what's wrong with that?
Is it parallel only because it's a new brisa, so it's a new idea? Is that, I don't understand. We just darshened out this whole thing with Nachman and Reva and Reb Yitzhak, Reb Yosef, darshened that whole thing out on an egg laying chicken. Why are we now saying this is permitted? How is the brisa? Is it because it's a new brisa? That's why it's saying it's permitted?
No, because we're not. But on one end, that was all in Basila. Now we're in Beis Shammai. That's what Rashi said. We're switching to Beis Shammai. That's a rational line.
That's all.
We're in Bishamai.
So now we're going on Bishamai. We're trying to find the leniency. And that's why this price is fighting, because we're looking for the leniency of why there is.
I'm not sure we're trying to find the leniency.
Alright.
No, it's good. Sorry. Fine. Thank you. It's good. You're saying a lot of good things. Thank you. Doing good. Everyone's doing great. Everyone's doing fantastic. Where's your Yaakov? Happy. Fine. What's the case? He says, I have shot in the price. I have a shot. I'm Rav Zera. Toichal agav ima. What the price it really means to say is eat it on account of its mother. Really well. It's our question. Because the Braiser really is referring to a case bringing out the Chiddush of Beis Shammai. That the egg really, there's no issues on the egg. So why are you talking about the mother? Because we're telling you, we're only going to know the status of the egg based on the mother. Good. Usually that's it, what type of egg is it? It's an eating chicken, egg-like chicken. We're saying, really, that's what we're telling you. That really, the egg will... Well, the way to determine the egg will depend on the mother. Why? What's the scenario? Why is it way? Either it's legal or how does that work out? Take it though. What's the case? I explains. Okay, for example, when you bought this chicken, you have no specific intention. You bought it stuff. You don't know. Maybe I'll barbecue it. Maybe I'll use the eggs. I have no clue what I'm going to do with it. Right? Nishchata. If you shecht it now, hufrura. Because clear to us, the lachila medis that was standing for food all the time, loyd nishlata. If you didn't shecht it on yom tov, hurirah, it comes clear to us. The lachila medis that is considered to grow eggs.
Well,
so what does that mean?
Not necessarily. I mean, you're gonna buy this chicken, and yeah, you're not gonna shecht it that next day or that day. You're gonna shecht it in a few days, but you had in mind. You still have in mind, if you didn't shecht it, it still could be an eating chicken.
It could be, but for us, but regarding Yom Tov right now, it's true, I agree with you, next week I'll go along forever. What do we do about Yom Tov right now today? I want to know, am I allowed to eat this egg or not? You have to do it today. If it didn't come clear to me today that it was a shechting chicken, that means as of now, in my mind, it's going to be egg-laying chicken. Instead? But right now, what am I supposed to do on Yom Tov? What's your question? Maybe I'll shecht it in a week from now, right? But on Yom, I don't know that yet. So I have to treat it as an egg-laying chicken until proven otherwise. I have to be machmer that it's mukta. Instead,
so when you buy it, you have to designate it for the Yom Tov. You're going to have to check it. If you didn't designate it for the Yom Tov,
let's say it's designated. Yeah,
it becomes an egg-laying chicken. So the same chicken could be usher or mutar depending on what you designated it for.
Nachoma, here we're saying you didn't designate it for anything. What's the case if you did not designate it?
What about a second day Yom Tov in whose sorts?
Right.
So if you haven't designated for first day Yom Tov, yeah. What about the second day? Anyway, can you change your mind on the second day?
That's a good challenge. That's a complicated question about changing your mind. That's a
good challenge. Or somebody say, when you buy it before Yantip, if somebody say, this chicken's going to be for second day Yantip.
That's a sure good. If you say this chicken's going to stay in the Yantip, okay. It's designated for Achila, it's fine. Here, it's a more complicated question. We're saying here is clarified. Saying if I shacht it on Yom Tov, it clarified that I designated it for Yom Tov, therefore the egg is mutter. If I didn't shacht it, it shows it was not designated, therefore the egg is going to be us.
So you did designate it to eat it, shacht
it. Yeah.
It's an egg.
Right.
The egg is us.
Well, it's a machmer, because we don't know what the status is, but we have to wait to see if I shacht this chicken. What do you think, why that?
I don't know, it doesn't. You just said before that if you don't shecht it, or you have to treat it as an egg laying chicken until you shecht it, because that's by not shechting it, it's clear that it's an egg laying chicken. And then you're going to change your mind and shecht it on Yom Tov. And then after the egg's already muksa, because it's been designated Ben Ishmashois.
I don't know
it's designated
Ben
Ishmashois.
We're saying,
it's
not true, because Hovra makes Brera. We're going to tell you to ask your question a little bit, but Brera means. That make believe as from the beginning, from before Shabbos, they're ready designated for this purpose.
That's what I'm saying. So after the fact, you're changing the status of the muksa egg. Before you shechted it at two in the morning, you couldn't eat the egg because it was muksa. And then at two p.m. Still on Yom Tov, it's not muksa after the fact because you're switching it because you shechted the chicken. It doesn't make sense to me. You're changing after the fact the status of the egg.
I'm not sure.
And also the chicken.
I'm not sure. Well, I'm afraid we're not changing after the fact. Not sure answer the fact. It's not fair. Hovra means it comes clear to me now what your intention was from the beginning. Not changing.
Well, you said stam means you didn't have intention from the beginning.
That's true. What I wanted stam, I didn't have. But now we're gonna plug in our my intention now into that thing that I had. Since I didn't have an intention, we understand later what your intention. We that's freer. That's lumps of freer.
It's construed as if he bought it.
Right.
Right. But we have an idea that things become fixed banish mushrooms. So how can you switch it after Ben Ishmashos? We're going to say, no, it becomes after the fact. Doesn't make sense. Things are fixed Ben Ishmashos.
Not necessarily.
When?
If you have like a chicken bones or something.
That's something that
becomes muksa. So like
the bones itself were already muksa. It just there was an edible thing that it was bottled to. But that's the whole idea of Nolad, that things become noon, so you can't... It's fixed Ben Ishmashos. You're saying it's now permitted after the Ben Ishmashos. No, it's still no.
It was a stam in the case of a doubt Ben Ishmashos. So let's say later. It's a different question. You ask yourself in Hilchos Yavne how Brera works.
So,
Hilchos
Yavne works now,
that's what Brera means. Brera means we look at it as if you plugged it in there. So you're asking every time I use anything Muxa, should we Brera? That's your question? Every time
what do you mean? No, just in this case we have an issue of Brera. Not every time. In this case we have an issue of Brera. And the idea of Brera seems to be in discordance with the idea of muksa being set at Ben Ishmashos. It doesn't seem to jive one another. How could it be?
This is like more analogous to like a hammer. That normally you're not going to use it, but then the situation arises, you have nuts you want to crack.
With beer, it's allowed. With beer, it's not great.
It's still the shen of muksa malchus la'issa. You're allowed to use it for heaven's purpose.
You're allowed to use
the
muksa. Here we're trying to say that it was a muksa. It was never muksa from the beginning. Here's a Brera shows me that when I put it, I'm plugging in my das. Now then,
the only reason why it's not muksa from the beginning is because your need now is to eat it. So now it changes.
It's still muksa, but you're allowed to use it for heaven's purpose. It's still muksa. You're allowed to use it. It's not the shem of muksa.
This didn't you said, or Ben Ishmashos, you can switch it afterwards. It's not really switching. It was undifferentiated at that point.
The Gemara is saying otherwise. The Gemara is saying
that's true. That's what Brera means. That's what Brera means. It was stop. It was no problem. And now I put it in. I plug it in. There was a gap. There was a big question mark. And now, but that's what Brera does. It's a sugya.
Rav Zera says, if it's not shechted, it's the gadol of beis din.
That means
it's muksa at that point. Ben Ishmashos is muksa.
Doesn't mean that. It means that now we understand that we had a question mark. We'll put in that question mark, the gadol of beis din. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that we're not changing anything now. We didn't know. It's unknown to us. It becomes clear to us. That's what Brera means.
You're saying it's suffic muksa at Ben Ishmashos?
Yes. We don't know, but Brera tells me... But once it comes later, it's not really so. Yeah, we don't know what it is. Yes, exactly. We don't know what it is. That's Brera. That's what Brera means. Brera means it gets clarified later, retroactively, we understand what your intention was. That's what Brera means. Why is it halacha? It's not supposed to say it's a love this, but in halacha for the rice we don't go with prayer, for the rabbanim we do. It's still complicated. So it's still not that complicated.
This is very complicated, no?
You don't do this in science. Prayer. We didn't prayer. All the science class, they never did prayer. They never got to prayer. All the microbiotic, all things. Oh, they never hit prayer.
For carrot, that's what a stem cell is. It's an undifferentiated cell.
Oh, so you do.
Yeah, but we have there's no idea of a Benish Marshall's with stem cells.
Oh, maybe Benish Marshall's. Yeah, fun. Fun.
I don't know. I still think that the second statement from Rav Zera.
We'll work at the stem cells afterwards.
I think that the second statement from Rav Zera is still saying that it is differentiated.
Then you're right. It doesn't make sense. Then you're right.
That's what I'm saying. So how do you darshan the second statement? Why?
He's just giving one thing. I have a question. Why does he say both ways? He's saying one thing. You wonder why he say the other way. Here you are. It's ha'ar, it's not a kash, it's ha'ar.
It's not, because the other one means something else.
It doesn't mean something else. It's ha'ar, why do you say it both ways? I didn't say your question. It's ha'ar, it's not a kash, it's ha'ar. No, ha'ar is...
It's an aura.
It's ha'ar, meaning it's not a kash, it's ha'ar. It's
like that. But how to find that
ha'ar? I don't know, I'm trying to explain it to you. Like, you have a question on the lashon of the Gemara. It's not like a question. It's like you're bringing something up, right? You're bringing out a point. It's not like a question. So. So look it up in the dictionary. At least the ha'ar is like a fun. It's not like a word. It's a
concept.
It's a concept more. It's probably like I don't know. Fine. Anyways,
it's
good. And say we say with that. Fine. Good. That's why. That's the whole. It's a big sugi of prayer. We're like just touching prayer. This whole thing of Hobra is really a huge sugi of chas. How it works retroactively. This whole thing. We're just like throwing it in. Like right, retroactive clarification. It's really complicated. Ones. Okay. Good. You happy? Your aura is right, but your shot is wrong. You're a little bit right, but you're a little wrong. You could be maybe the overrash.
Prayer allows one to institute a legal process and make its validation conditional on events that have not yet occurred.
Fine. So that's Rav's shot. So he's saying Amar Bai. So what again? Amar Bai Kunsh Lach Chastam. The case that you bought it without any intention, what you're using it for. Nishchata, if you shacht it on Yom Tov Horura, becomes clear retroactively, and therefore you're allowed to eat the mother and the chicken. If you didn't shech the Horura, it becomes clear to us that you want this thing to grow, to be an egg layer, and therefore the egg and its mother are mutzis. Again, what happened? But we didn't understand. If you just try to tell me that the egg is not mutzah, so just talk about the chicken. We're talking about the egg. Why are you talking about the chicken for? The answer is that it's very not clear what's going on over here. Really, you bought it stam. Right? You really bought it. So, which means we're not necessarily going to Bishama. You mean going to Bishama, right? Not in Bishama, even in Bishama. It depends what you bought it for. If you bought it for, if you shechta, we see it was a menis lachila, therefore it's mutter. If not, it's a menis lachila basin, therefore it's mukta, it's going to be also. That's the shot of Reb Zera with Abaya.
So, does it matter whether it's first day or second day?
Matter well whether it's no, I don't think so. He says no.
Okay.
Rebecca doesn't think so.
We're saying retroactively it works anyways. Why would it matter the first or second? We're saying retroactively it counts.
Fine, right. Doesn't matter. Right. That's when I bought it. Whenever I bought it, fine. That's the first shot. Good. Now let's see Rashi Agav Ima. Right. Rashi do Agav the mother. If Eichlis Ima, once you eat the mother, Hita Chelis. If you eat the mother today, you can eat this with the egg also. What's the case? The shalak chastam, you bought it tiny girls, you bought this tiny girls. Kana astam, you bought it stam without any intention what to do. That's the pshat of Rav Zera with Abaye explaining it. Go on. Comes with Ramari, and he says a new pshat in the Braisa. Oh, Ramari Amar Guzma Ktani. We taught a guzma. What's a guzma? Even in Hebrew, Abraham, what's a guzma? Exaggeration. Right? A guzma is exaggeration. We're saying a guzma. And what's that supposed to mean? Let's see Rashi, guzma katani. So Rashi explains to us the psychology behind the exaggeration. See, you never like this. Why do you exaggerate? So Rashi says, guzma katani. Like a person, a person who wants you to hold his words, he wants you to believe in what he's saying. He wants to strengthen what he's saying because he wants you to believe him. Therefore, he talks a lot. Right? The guy made $500 today. He says, this guy made $500. The guy made $10,000. He said, oh, I made $1 million today. When a person wants you to believe and strengthen his words, he exaggerates. So really, we're really saying the case is that this chicken is a medes la'achila. And this price is arguing on Beis Hillel, who said that the eggs are usr. And that are, we're really trying to teach you that Allah, that we're going like Beis Shammai, that the egg is mutter. Right? Because even though it was the medes la'achila, we didn't have all the gzeiros that we wanted to say. So we asked, why are you talking about the mother then? So the imalay tzrichalay, we really didn't need to teach you the mother. Ella, gozim va'amra milsi yisera. We exaggerated and we said extra words. Hakol yechal, eat everything. Gam said, Rashi, we're talking, eat the mother, aim, the father, the mother, eat everything. Just exaggeration. Which means why? Because I'm exaggerating, because you hold like Beis Hillel. You're not allowed to eat, even when it's a medes la'achila, you're not allowed to eat the egg. That with Rav, Rav Yosef, all of them, you can't eat the egg according to Beis Hillel, right? Comes the Brisa and says, we're going to Beis Shammai, and you're allowed to eat the egg. You know, not only eat the egg and his mother, and his father, and his cousin. That's the Gemara saying. So it's just a kuzma, but we really try to tell you we're going to Beis Shammai. That's Rashi's. Rashi, it's even the father. Rashi's like, father, the mother, eat all of them, eat the whole family. Good? So that's what it means, kuzma katani. So that's really what this Brisa is called, trying to teach you like Beis Shammai. So that is la'achila. It should be usher, could be a rabbi, or Yisrael, or Yisrael. No, it's not us because we hold like Beis Shammai, and since we want you to believe us, we go like Beis Shammai, we're like fighting. So we have to therefore go all the way and say, eat it and its mother. And its mom. The egg and its mother. Good? And its father. Pastor says. Fine? Right, now, it's interesting. So first of all, Rashi saying it's a kuzma. But Rashi not stop like pulling out his hat, right? Every time a Tana says something, we have a simple answer. From now on, whenever Tanam say anything, you say, oh, he's just exaggerating. Right? And from now on, whenever we have a question on a price or a Mishnah, say, oh, he's adding extra cases because he's just exaggerating. He's getting excited.
No, the Gemara thing is exaggerating.
I know, saying Rashi, but Rashi, the Gemara is going to explain, how do you do that? Whenever you want to say you exaggerate, every time you have a Mishnah, a price, say, oh, the Tanam is just exaggerating. Like that, you can shut the half the Gemara. Right? Everything's a Guzma, everything's exaggeration. So the Gemara brings another price, though.
Isn't that unusual?
Yeah. So that's why the Gemara brings the price of the show, where we find the same price that quoted in a different way from a different person. We see over there, he's for sure exaggerating, because it made no sense to say all the things. He said, eat the thing with the chicken and the shell, and what's it called? So therefore, even this time, even though this price, the way it was quoted first, was more calm, it was more, the exaggeration wasn't as great, but we understand, and there's price also you could explain there was exaggeration, right? That's the next step of the Gemara, proving that we're dealing over here with Rabbi Eliezer was this Bryce, the name of Eliezer, the town of Bryce was exaggerating. But that's why I have to bring like a backing where we see a similar Bryce, the same Bryce, and we were over exaggerating. Good? That's the next step of the Gemara. The Tanya. So why is it good to look at the Tanya? Like we learned there was part of the Bryce. Acherim Ayram, others say, I'm sure Rabbi Eliezer, Beitza Teichel, eat the egg, he, the egg, Ve'ima and his mother, Ve'efraya, and a chick, Ukli Pasta, and the shell. Eat the whole thing.
What does it mean, and the chick?
The Gemara is going to talk about it. The chick, like, let's say it almost turned into a chick yet. It was still a chick in the thing.
Is fertilizer not the... I thought you were talking about the fertilized egg.
We're going to talk about it in a second. We're going to talk about it. That's why it's an exaggeration. That's what it's getting to. The hunt. You're right. We're going to talk about it in a minute. We're saying, eat the chick and its shell. So the Gemara first goes on the shell. First one, the Gemara's going to get to it. The first one is like, what do you mean eating the shell? You don't eat shells. You eat eggshells? Where's the mic klipa? By accident. But you don't eat eggshells. What do you mean eat the klipa? Eat the klipas, now they eat klipas. You like a klipa mamish. Every time you eat the klipa, but klipa vasachili, but the klipa is edible, you don't eat a shell. What do you tell me? Eat the shell. Ella efreach biklipas. Even if it was a freach, a chick, in its klipa, in its shell, basically it was a just born thing, still, you're allowed to eat it. Now, they want us to hold on a second. There's no such thing. You're not allowed to eat a chick in a shell, just came out of a shell. You're not allowed to eat that. Right? And they want to say, even though we find the sheet that says you're allowed to eat a chick before it opens its eyes, but for sure you're not allowed to eat it when it's like almost still in the stage of its being in the shell. Right? Say, how in the world could you say you could eat it? Right? Why do you say there's two sheet? Right? One sheet to hold. You're not allowed to eat a chick until it opens its eyes. It's considered basically dead. until the chick opens its eyes.
Then
it's the shechta. Once it opens its eyes, that's traced to shechita. But a chick is not edible. You're not allowed to eat a chick. It's clearly like a dead thing. You shechta like a dead thing, right? Eating like a dead chick until it opens its eyes. Not like when little babies are born until they open their eyes. So I don't know how many days it takes there a chick to open its eyes. But so the machleik is if you have to wait till a chick opens its eyes to eat it or not. It's straight. But for sure, if it's still in the shell, for sure it's oster. So why is the rice to tell you you're allowed to eat a chick in its shell, even eye it straight? Must be because he's exaggerating. He's like, eat the chick, its mother, eat the egg, its mother, the chick, eat everything. It must be he's exaggerating, right? But just right now, why is he bringing the two sheets? He might say, even according to the shita, you can eat a chick before it opens its eyes. But for sure, you're not allowed to eat it when it's still in the shell. So must be the rice is exaggerating. Good? But also, to tell you the mother's judgment, our main point is to tell you, like Peshamai, they're allowed to eat the egg itself, even when it's a medes lachila. Good? Everybody's happy? That's the next thing we're reading. Ad kad lepligi. Ad kad lepligi, Rabbanan Aleha Dribal Yezer, Rabbanan Aleha Dribal Yezer, and Yaakov, Elehechad Yatsa La'abra Oilam. Right? Until now, there's no machlaikas between your legs, Yaakov and Rabbanan. Only weird that chick came out into the world. And there, they have a machlekes, you have to wait until it opens its eyes or not. That's the machlekes. I will hecha, but we're the loyot ala avir elam. The chick never came to the air of the world, still in the shell. Like believe you, they don't argue. Everyone holds its usher to eat such a chick. So what in the world is the price to tell you? You can eat the chick. Ella, rather. Efrech uklipasa guzma. When you tell me you're allowed to eat the chick with its klipa, it must be its exaggeration. Hachanami here also, toichal hi v'ima kuzma. We say eat in its mother, it's also going to be an exaggeration. So again, we're going to read this thing again. We'll go back again. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan. Until now, the rabbanan don't argue alezu b'lezmen yakov. They don't argue b'lezmen yakov if you can eat the chick or not. That's a elahicha. That's only weird. The yatsa la avriel. If it already came out to the ear of the world, but it didn't open its eyes yet, there's a shayla, is a tray for that. For it was never came out, it's still in the shell, never came out to the world, air of the world. One thing, they don't argue, everybody holds its asr. So how could the braisa say you could eat the chick in the shell on Yom Tov? Ella, rather, you must say, it's a guzma, must say, it's an exaggeration. When you tell me you can eat the chick, it's... So hachanami here also, even our braisa also, when it says eat it and then its mother, guzma, it's exaggeration when you tell me you can eat the mother. Good? Very happy?
So would you handle it like a tray, like something that has tray?
What does that mean?
Earlier we covered that if you have a trait animal, you could feed it to your dog.
Yeah, you can feed it to your dog. It's not possible. Yeah, feed it to your dog. If your dog wants to eat a chick. But let's see Rashi. The Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov. So we said even when the whole machal is the Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon. Right, that over there, Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov oyster afreichem. He made usher the chicks shalay niftechu einayim. They never opened their eyes. Uplig Rabbanu le, the Rabbanu argue ulkaman, and further on, Maisel of Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring this case later on. So, but even according to those shitas, everyone held, and the shell is still usher. Must be it's a guzma. That's interesting. So Rashi feels it necessary again to give a dictionary on what a guzma is. I don't know why. Rashi really explained earlier. Rashi really gave me the psychology before of a guzma. Rashi, the psychology of a guzma is. But you want someone to listen to you, and you want someone to hold your words, you like exaggerate. Right? You feel the need to exaggerate so they'll listen to what you're saying. Now Rashi can tell you what's the dictionary, what's the taich, what's the explanation of the word guzma. Guzma, it's a taich. Avapi, the like efsher, even though something is not possible, guzma, you still exaggerate. Rashi, exaggeration only has to mean things that are true. But you say the Amar Milsa Tufani. You say something which is Tufani, something which is extra and really very big and very great, which is not really possible. So Rashi takes in that. So Rashi also, before you exaggerate, the Torah should listen to you. Now Rashi explaining to us that in exaggeration, you'll even say something which is impossible. Like here, you're allowed to eat the chick in that. Rashi says also, Guzma is also a Davar Shanoi, is something which is different. She'ena Miskaba, which is not accepted. Interesting, Rashi gives me like a lot of different backgrounds on guzma. Right, it's something that's not accepted, it's something that it's sometimes impossible, and you usually do so people should listen to you. That's interesting, Rashi gives so much background on Kuzma actually helps to understand the Gemara. You have to understand what the Kuzma is. Because the Kuzma, you say things, when you exaggerate, you say things even that aren't possible. Like here we're saying, even to eat the chick, with it's not possible to eat it. Also, Rashi saying here, they're not going to accept what you're saying. When you're exaggerating, no one accepts your exaggerated point. They don't accept what you're saying. They accept you trying to say something else, but not going to accept exaggerating. Like, let's say you say, I made $1 million today. Right? No one's accepting that you made $1 million. Right? And you're saying something which is huge. But you're saying something, so they should think that you made $1,000 today. Fine, Baruch Hashem, Shkeach. Wait, so tomorrow, important, tomorrow, we're going to try to see the next tomorrow. You're up to the next tomorrow, right? It's my and Shir tomorrow, actually, early. Tomorrow, Shir tomorrow is going to be at 10:15 till 11.